This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast. I'm Ruthie Woodring from Florence, and this is my story, Peace on Wheels. I was in Kentucky spending a few weeks with my dad when I got the email that I was going to get a chance to tell my story. I was thrilled, but also it's nerve-wracking because I'm so passionate about bicycles as transportation, and I just wanted people to understand. My dad butchered, well, thoughtfully, my first draft and said, "You should be more strident." After I told the story and all the other storytellers, and the night was over and I went outside the Shea Theater to get on my bike and ride over to my friend's house, and everyone just, like, got in their cars and drove away, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, I guess I didn't make any difference.
I hadn't even started kindergarten. This was in Eastern Kentucky. And people were asking me what I was going to be when I grew up. Are you going to be a doctor like your mommy? Nope, because all my mom did was work, work, work. And I wanted to play, play, play. I wanted to be an athlete. Or maybe that person that rides on the back of the garbage truck and throws bags of trash around. But I also wanted to create peace in the world. My dad was a preacher. And he'd tell me and my 7 older siblings, "Children, you don't have to conquer all injustice to be worthy. It might be enough to love your neighbor, love your enemy, and have a normal job." A normal job. I was thinking maybe the NBA or the Harlem Globetrotters, but I quit the basketball team in college because I wasn't that good. And as the coach said, "Ruthie, you never really cared about the team winning." Well, no, because that meant making somebody else lose. But riding bikes, that wasn't about winning or losing. I really started riding a lot when I was 15 and my family moved to Tennessee. And I was only 8 miles from the high school. But my commute was nothing compared to my mom's commute. She had taken up doing triathlons. And to train, she would ride 40 miles over Appalachian Mountains to work a 24-hour emergency room shift. And I had an older sister one day who said, "I'm going to walk the 8 miles into town because I don't want to pollute or kill anything." If she can walk, I can bike. And then I had another older sister who had moved up north. She told me, "In Chicago, there's people who make a living delivering packages on their bicycles." "What?" I said. "No, you can't get paid for riding a bicycle." But when I was 19, I moved to Chicago, and I got a job as a bike messenger. I rode an old green Schwinn Varsity step-through frame that I got at the thrift store for $5 so no one would steal it when I was up in the Sears Tower. Even when I wasn't working, I biked everywhere because I was strong, and cars stunk, and no war for oil, and it was free. And the more I biked, the more I saw endless sprawl, pavement, blazing hot parking lots cooking me alive, people, especially children, trapped in boxes on wheels, unable to go anywhere on their own power. I saw a dead body in the street, trees mangled by bulldozers, black and brown neighborhoods demolished for a 6-lane highway. A living thing can't even cross the road. And at some point, I knew I would never own a car. And I'd probably never even drive one again. I was living at a Catholic worker house at the time, not Catholic. And we would have roundtable discussions about how to be pacifists in a complicated world where you still gotta feed yourself and feed people, and everybody's got different abilities and privileges. We shared our bedrooms with strangers off the street. We dumpstered over our food. We went to prison for protesting U.S. imperialism. We talked about creating change and how sometimes the question isn't, is it effective, but is it right? And I felt what was right for me was to be a conscientious objector to the war on the environment. I eventually, after about 9 years, got tired of the city, and in 2002, I moved to Northampton, my friend Alex Jarrett and I, Alex was also figuring out how to live car-free, we wondered if people would hire us instead of a truck to take their trash away on his bicycle trailer. They did, and that's how Pedal People started. And friends joined us, and we became a worker-owned cooperative. There's like 27 or 28 of us, and there's no boss. And I've been doing it, hauling trash by bike, for 22 years now. And they say the average career span of a professional athlete is about 5 years. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. And I'm so grateful to people in Northampton that pay me and my comrades to play in the streets every day. Plus, it's how I met my sweetie, who drives a garbage truck. My daddy did say to love your enemy.
That was Ruthie Woodring with her story, Peace on Wheels, from our elementary-themed story slam at the Shea Theater last spring. I'm Katie Wright. I'm the producer of NEPM's Valley Voices podcasts. And even though we're still in summer shorts season, fall is approaching, and so is NEPM's Valley Voices Story Slam Season 11. If you have a story to share, there might be space for you on stage. NEPM and the Academy of Music are setting up Season 11 of our live Valley Voices Story Slams in venues around our region, and we'd love to have you audition. All the details on how to do that are at nepm.org/valleyvoices. See you next week for another Summer Short.